Oh, there we are.
Hello, Philip.
There we go.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Where are you? You're in your little shed.
Yes, down in the...
Very nice.
Down at the bottom of the garden. Just hanging out. I don't recognise that room.
This is my... This is HQ.
Oh, wow.
There's my flip... My weekly planning sheet.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
The good old... This is my perpetual planner that's still in use.
Same one?
Yeah. Although since the 23rd of March, where is it? Hang on. There. That is my all this is cancelled.
Ah.
And then there's fuck all here. Just nothing.
Oh, mate.
So that was it. I had all the cancel, you know, all those were cancelled.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs.
Cancelled.
All cancelled. I was paid for that one. I've been paid for that one, so.
Right.
I've had my government money through.
Yeah, good. It's a nice.
It's very efficient.
Yeah. And most welcome as well, isn't it?
Yeah. It's me. Well, I'm kind of all right. End of July, then it gets a bit hairy.
Right.
So it's not long, but now Rosa's here, that helps. So
yeah.
With Rosa, probably September. If I don't start getting work in September, fuck knows, I'll have to go become a prostitute or something.
Well, that's always worked out well for you, that particular line.
Definitely. Now, obviously, the EP will sell hundreds of thousands of copies.
Yeah, of course. That will pull in the, you know, that will keep you in cream and oysters.
That's it. Yeah. It's not even on bloody Spotify yet.
Why? What on earth? How difficult can it be?
I know. I've emailed. Look, I put it on God, when was it? 2 weeks this month. So, yeah, Monday. Yeah. Not last Monday, the Monday before.
Right.
And usually it's 24 hours. It's on everything.
Right.
So I then said the Friday to release. By Friday, it wasn't anywhere. So I emailed them and said, what's going on? They said, iTunes is running 2 weeks. There's a 2-week delay on that.
Right.
And there's blah, blah, blah. And so I wrote to them again and said, well, it's not even on iTunes. You know, it was nowhere.
Yeah.
And it kept appearing and disappearing. So it's on Amazon and Google and iTunes in the US. That's where it is. But it's been there for about 4 days now. No, nothing on Spotify yet.
No, big launch. Dun, dun, dun! Fuck all.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
But it's just like the whole momentum's just gone.
No.
Like a non-event.
No, nonsense.
Well, I have to read. Once it's up there, I'll read. I'm not going to say anything until it's definitely up there. Then I'll re-say something.
When I checked this morning, it wasn't there.
No. Yeah, no, I check every day in the morning. It's just, it's tedious.
Yeah. I suppose, I did think, you know, I'm being a bit mean. They should, you know, maybe they're struggling, you know, to keep. Oh crap, all those faces.
It's on.
It's there.
Oh right, how many is it sold?
Millions.
Don't tell me.
Millions, Philip.
And I'm doing it. I've been doing the lottery. So I'm gonna win 24 million tomorrow, so it's all be fine.
Oh fine. Yeah. All those faces.
Oh, yes. There we go.
Right.
There we are, you're going to make my first 1/100th of a penny.
All right, here we go.
That's quite good.
Though I do say so myself.
Yeah. So his bass playing was the biggest nightmare to mix in the history of... Because he plays so fast.
Does he?
Yeah, it's like... You know, it's like... It just mushes, so I had to compress it like a lead guitar. And
I like it. I like, yeah, I like his bass playing. I love her guitar playing.
Yeah, yeah, she's very thoughtful. She very it has taken her years to put it together rather than banging it out like I usually do.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, good stuff. It's up there. Right, so this is what I always wanted to be able to do. I can't do this on my music because it doesn't have enough listeners. But on yours, you can go to All Those Faces Radio.
Oh, hello.
And this then tells you tracks that you will like if you like.
Oh, right.
Faces.
Right.
So, who would you like to see on this?
Well, it goes without saying. Eels, Tom Waits, Bob Dylan.
Yes. Yes.
Susan Sanford?
No.
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 I'm like, right, who is it? It's going to be like, don't, if it's Celine Dion, I give up. I've never seen it. Or if it's Ed Sheeran, that's it. I'm fucking up.
Well, you will be pleased to know there is none of the above.
Right.
So I may be behind the times, but I'll give you... some of their names.
Right. Okay.
Top of the first recommendation is Tim Potts.
Yeah. Right,
cool. That's standard. Westbound, they've gone for.
Oh, that's my album, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the song Westbound, off the album Westbound.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's kind of an ethereal, yes.
Yeah, okay. Then they've gone straight to Andrew Sloman.
Never heard of the bastard. Oh, God.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
Steph McPherson.
Never heard of him.
Shelter Belt.
No.
Elizabeth Report.
No.
Lo-Fi. And Claude Walters.
Oh, good old Claude Waters, the legendary. They're all just, oh, Christ. Anyway, well, they might like me.
Well, they absolutely. Yeah, which one of those do you want to hear out of all of those?
Let's go for Claude.
Claude, actually, I'm going to see if I can pull it up on here. Meanwhile, while I do this, I want to show you my...
We're going to do a bit of share screening, are we?
I'm just going to show you the logo for the show.
Oh, very nice. I like that.
There you go. And while I've got that up, I'm actually going to play the jingle for the show as well.
Oh, God. Oh, you've been busy.
I don't know whether this will work. Tell me if you can hear this.
Can't hear it, no.
No, you couldn't hear that, could you?
No.
No, I don't think I. Don't, you. Yeah. No, this completely did my head in. Earlier on, I was had everything out. I was gonna have it all wired in, but then I could not work out how you're supposed to wire. You know this stuff. How are you supposed to play this stuff? Ah, oh, I don't know.
I did on my talk. I did a talk.
Yes.
And I played audio through it, but you might maybe need the pro account or something.
I did it on my talk.
No, because as in I was being hosted by the school and they've got a pro account.
Oh, you're so clever.
I just played my tune and it came out of there. Yeah.
Enabled stereo sound. Well, I definitely want that.
Hang on, let me see if I've got anything.
There's an advanced point. Show in meeting option. To enable original. Ah, no. I got nothing.
No, I can't say anything.
This is a bit of... did you hear that? No.
No.
Yeah, you see, this is where I got, and I just thought, you know what? What I don't need is a load of hassle.
No.
You know, I'm there, can you hear me still?
I can hear you, yeah.
It's Phil and Danny Show. Thanks for joining us. So let's go.
Yeah, very good.
Oh, did that actually play?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, fantastic. There yeah. you go.
That's yeah. good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah. So, what were we doing anyway? We were doing something.
Well, I've got a feedback on all those mixes you sent me.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, great.
I've got my notes.
Yep. Okay. Right. I better get them. Oh, but before we do that, before we go to that exciting section, just going to go to All Those Faces Radio again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's hear. Go to Song Radio. Here we go, right. And we had Andrew Sloman, Steph McPherson, Shelter Belt, Elizabeth Report, and Lo-Fi, and Claude Walters.
Oh, Claude Walters.
Right, Claude Walters is a lady, possibly.
Oh, God. The trans pound. Let's get there. Come on.
Here we go. I'll share my screen so you can enjoy Claude Walters.
Oh, hello. Walking the line. It's going to be country, isn't it?
Whatever makes you think that. I mean...
Let's go for Tenders Le La Mer. Come on, the bottom one, number 8.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, no. I...
No.
Assuming it's 55 of this.
I've heard enough. Shit.
Par un chaud mardi de janvier.
Bordering on Celine.
That was very close. That's very close to Celine Dion. Your bête noir, your nightmare has come home to haunt you.
Claude, so why are they linking me to her then? Just
you must have similar fan base. I think that's probably what it is. Yeah.
God.
You see, this is what I always realized about fame. You imagine adulation coming at you from a crowd of gorgeous people.
Yeah, and that's
reality. Cool. It's not like that at all, is it?
Who think big wheels about a big wheel? Yes, then why do I fucking bother?
Oh. 18 inch, is that what they're thinking? Spokes. Yeah.
No. I'll be interested in what you think of Smile in the Dark, number 4 of the new EP.
Is that metaphorical?
That's my mood one.
Oh.
That's my mood. All done. It's one because I've written my lockdown album, so I'm working on that.
Yes.
And this is one song off it, and Julie, the guitarist, just thought it was amazing, so you've got to put this on the EP.
All right. I'm going to put this on in the background. I don't know, can you hear this? Yeah. Oh, it sounds gorgeous, Phil.
If you listen to headphones.
I've got headphones on. Oh, Phil, I love it.
Every road I see is empty. Blue sky is shining, smooth and revealing.
This is where the money went.
During the night, it's so quiet. Even the wind seems so soundless. taking this moment, gaze at the mirror again.
Wait for it.
Every way it falls away sometime.
Oh, Phil, it's lovely.
Are you late?
Every single corner.
I wrote it all on the keys.
Is blind.
Oh, I do love that little.
Yeah.
The pavement is cleaner than normal. Just the odd glove and bottle. Walking in ether, more sound is audible.
I'll prepare the masters while we're just listening to this.
Yeah.
While all of the cities are changing, a double-edged sword rearranging. All you can do is try and smile in the dark. Every wave it falls away sometimes. Every single corner is blind.
Wait for the theremin.
Every wave it falls away.
Oh, your voice is sounding lovely, Phil.
Every single corner is blind.
How did you play that?
All on the Moog.
It's got that keyboard is on the iPad.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Phil. That was worth the wait. And they were probably listening to it and just didn't want to let it go out into the big wide world and share it with anybody. That's what it was, Phil.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
So the new album, the lockdown album, that's I'm remixing that track because it's on it, but you'll be quite surprised on some of the tracks. There's a few, you'll have to wait and see, but I've been very experimental.
Good.
And it's called Everything is Audible. That's what the album is. It's 14 songs I've written. but they're all like, they're very odd. They're all quite different. You know, a lot of it aren't really like me, but I just thought, what have I got to lose? Go for it.
Absolutely, man. Express yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, that's great. Looking forward to that.
Right.
But first, I'm going to, I get up 6 o'clock in the morning and I go out and I walk the dog and I have my little AirPods that I can put on. And the last few days, I have been at a loss for what to listen to, honestly. I haven't listened to anything. I've just listened to the sound of nature.
Yeah.
But tomorrow morning, I shall chuck that out the window and listen to the beautiful sounds of Tim Potsey.
Lovely.
Fantastic.
Thank
beautiful.
You
can't wait. Thank you very much. Yes, so talking of which, I took your All Those Faces.
Yeah.
And I did 5 mastering jobs on them.
Yeah.
And I put them together with the original and sent them back to you, and I numbered them 1 through 6.
That's right.
Right. Now, you have to tell me about those 6 minutes.
Okay. I've got my notes. So there were definitely... So basically, number one, I thought the bass was really fat, well-defined. The snare was clearer.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, in terms of mine, I thought, okay, liked it.
Yeah.
The second one, I didn't like at all. So God help me if that was my own one. I thought it was a bit quiet, less fine. The guitars sounded a bit harsh.
Yes.
It was my least favourite, but of course, obviously, if it's mine, it's still a work of absolute genius.
Well, shall I tell you? No, that wasn't your one.
Oh, phew.
That one was Ozone using their Match EQ. I matched it to another track, I think, by it's Wide Awake, you know, that one, Wide Awake, I'm Sleeping, or whatever it's called. Yeah, so it was probably a bad choice of songs to match it to. It was a lot tinnier than yours.
Yeah, and then three, I thought the guitar sounded slightly chorused, so they just sounded a bit, which wasn't unpleasant.
You are right. That is the one that had a little bit of stereo width added to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so it was a bit ringy.
Yeah.
Some more harmonics in there.
Yes, I think. You never liked chorus, did you?
No.
No.
And Julie's guitar sounded less defined.
Yes, yeah.
So that was, and then number four, I thought was mine.
Right.
It sounded very similar. Number five, I thought the guitars were a little middly, but I couldn't quite work it out. Similar to four. So four or five, I thought, were mine.
Yeah.
Six, I thought the guitars were a bit toppy, a bit harsh again. I thought that my favourite was probably number one.
Right.
Was nice, but I thought four or five could have been mine as well. So one, four, or five. Two, three, and six. I didn't really like one, four, and five. I did.
Yeah. Well, your the number one was mastered by Ozone. Mastering assistant, which is like wizard.
Paperclip. I've heard of that. I haven't got that. That's in the new one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it did seem to scoop it out a bit.
Yeah.
It put some. I wonder. I'll pull it up, and you can see. What it did to your mix. Number five was your original mix.
Oh, yeah, so guitar's middly, so that's always my problem.
It is.
That's me, I'm very biased, because Julie and Mike and John, I sent it around to all of them. They said it sounded fine, and I think it's my studio.
I think so, too. I think you've got a,
studio.
It makes it sound, it sucks the middle out, so you add more middle in, to compensate for it.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to do. The one that you didn't like, the one you liked the least, I think, was number three, the one with the phaser, you know, the chorus effect on it.
Yeah.
And that was the one that I did by ear. Just did it. That was the first one I did, and I was really just trying out this vocal plugin.
Yeah.
And I stuck it on the master, and
it's hard that though, Dan, because you were mastering a master, which is always, if you'd have the original.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Because when you're mastering a master, you've got all kinds of compression layering, and it's gonna.
I like it. That one, because I think it makes your voice sound more poppy. But you're right. I couldn't do it just on your vocal, so I did it on the whole track. So it kind of screwed up everything else.
Yeah.
But I thought it's But if I just share my screen here, this is so this was without me touching it. Which one is it? I think it's this one. Can you see like an ozone EQ?
Yeah.
You can see what it did. It basically pulled down these three areas, which is about 300 hertz, 600 hertz, and 1200 hertz.
It pulled down a lot as well. Bloody hell.
No, it looks like it's only 4 dB. But that's interesting. 3, 6, and 12, they're octaves, aren't they? So this, you've got some ringing going on around 300 hertz, according to master track.
So I'm making notes. So in our next mix, I'll so 300 hertz.
Well, yeah, 3, 6, and 12. So an octave above 300 is 600. You know, it doubles, and then an octave above 600 is 1200. But it was very gentle. I'm just going to play, I can't even be bothered, but.
There's no way you did it with EQ.
Do what?
Were you just doing EQ?
That one, I think that was the mastering, you know, ozone doing its own thing. I think it did a little bit of EQ like that. Gentle EQ.
Oh God! So it really pulled up the top.
Yeah, at around 4K.
Three or four.
4K. It did. It always, you know, it puts. No, it didn't put any compression on it.
Those
are dynamic EQs, so they only come into operation when it kicks them off, and then nothing else really.
I'm quite good on the compression. It's all kind of quite, but yeah, EQ, it's the EQ thing. It's very hard.
Yeah.
I thought it
sounded great. Apart from the only thing was just that I had it about 400 hertz.
Yeah.
This has obviously got it at 300, but somewhere around there, it just sounded muddy. It just had too much.
Yeah. That's good. I'll take these down. I mean, when I'm mixing, I'll be aware of 3, 6, 12, and 4.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you need to do. This was the one that it tried to match this EQ curve, and it made it too bright for you, didn't it? It's really boosted it in this area.
Yeah.
So we won't even bother listening to that one. That was number two. Number three was the one that I did by ear, which I just took a little bit off the 400 hertz. Number four was mastered by Reference, which is a plugin. Number five was your original one. Number six was Tonal EQ, which is an interesting one because it they've gone away and sampled the last decade's worth of top 40 tracks, and they've categorized them. I want it to sound like, you know, this is supposed to be a pop track. Pop tracks on average have an EQ curve like this. Yeah, and that's the EQ.
I can't see an EQ. Oh, there, right.
There, that sort of area is the area that you want to be inside if you...
They really boost the low end.
Well, kind of, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I guess, I mean, when I play your track.
Many stories being told. Right now they're all so hidden. I can't see through the window.
Is that line, my original track, the line inside the line?
The line inside is with their, with this air, ozone. Right. But if I untick that.
Where I am,
you can see where there.
Oh,
see what it does. You're pretty much in there, aren't you? You know what I mean?
It's a bit
dippy
at the 4,000, 4 kilo.
Which is exactly. That's why they boosted up there. And then
not bright enough.
Around this area, 300 to 400, you could, that's where I was saying it's a bit high.
That's very interesting. Oh, I like this plugin. How much is it?
Oh, mate. It's game changer.
It's really interesting.
It is interesting because you don't have to, you don't have to. All that does is it shows you. It doesn't make any changes.
Obviously, it's analytical,
If you've got something like ozone, I don't want to go into it, but you can pull up the EQ, out of ozone and then fiddle with it while watching the tonal balancing here. It's very clever, but it kills my computer. So
what's is this ozone 9, is it?
Yeah.
I'm on seven. So it's a lot different.
I think it's 99 quid to upgrade.
Maybe I should. It probably won't work on my computer, though. It's so bloody old.
Well, that's the thing. It's so... Look. If I close this window and then try and reopen it again... Oh, very quick. But there, I switched to ozone, waiting, and now it's in. I mean, that's not fun, is it? Then I go back to tonal balance and back again. I go, wait, another... Five seconds. Life's too short. But it had you can put in a reference track in here and A/B them, and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. A lot of nice stuff going on there. Anyway, thank you for playing my game with me. That was...
it's very interesting. Thank you. I got my notes. That's it. Good. I shall...
I wonder if your electronic stuff exhibits the same audio build.
Probably not. I mean, it varies between... Yeah. I mean, it sounds amazing, the electronic stuff, and I've been doing lots of sort of grunge guitar with it as well. So moving basses, and it just sounds massive. It's so much easier because you're not using acoustic instruments. It's piss easy, but it sounds good to go in.
I'm not going to worry about that. Let's leave that one where it is.
Did you see the post of the Taylor guitar I put up?
Yes.
All right, so I've fallen out, not only jokingly, with John. His friend, right, is editor of Guitarist magazine, right?
Right.
And he said, oh, Taylor guitars are shit, right?
Wow.
And I just think, because this guitar... Which I found, and it's, it's a dream, but it popped up and I've really analysed. I've watched Andy Powers, the master builder at Taylor, and who's designed it. I mean, it's 2,600 quid.
Yeah.
And it's got these beveled edge, so it's really comfortable to play. And the reviews are amazing, right? They've got sort of 9 out of 10 from across. But this guy, says they're shit and you've got to go for 1950s Gibsons and all that. And it's like, well, yeah, but they're 12 grand,
Yeah.
And I put it out, I totally disagree. I've got a Taylor Baby, which is 300 quid, and it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
And it never goes out of tune. Sounds amazing. Yeah. And I've got a GS Mini, which is 400 quid, and that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so this one, which is there, it's like built in America. It's like... And it's they use old ash trees that grow in LA. So it's a real environmental project and stuff. And it's just gorgeous.
What's it called, a Taylor?
Builder's Edition 324 CE or something.
Yeah.
It's absolute. I mean, I've just fallen in love with it. You don't just think, I've got to have that somehow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I've looked at I've got stuff that, that's the one. Editor's Choice. 824 it is. It's the 824 one.
It's the 824.
Yeah.
Not the 324. 324 is too 2.5 grand.
No, it's 2,600. The 80. Oh, is it the 824? Hang on. I look on the Instagram. I know. I always get confused. It is the
614. 324.
Yeah.
That's, you can get it for 2 grand at Tommen. Yeah, or Gear for Music.
Oh, Gear for Music. That's a V, yeah, the C.
V plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could get 20% off that as well because I know somebody. It's very nice.
It is.
Oh. But right. It's got amazing reviews and I've watched some films of, you know, and it's got a lovely story behind it and the whole Andy Powers, that's it.
Yeah.
And he's a dude. So I don't know. You know, when you just think, you can't just say it. Shit.
No, of course you can't. Of course you can't. Who would say that?
Yeah.
Which would you go for? The dark one?
That one, mahogany top. Beautiful.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the chamfered bit on the there. Yeah. It does look gorgeous, Phil. But how bad would you feel when you put your mic stand through it?
Yeah, and it sounds exactly like all the others.
Yeah. God, that would be depressing.
But I mean, I've been looking because I'm thinking of getting a nice guitar in my mum's inheritance, you know, something like, because,
you know, a beautiful thing.
Something that will last forever, you know, a beautiful thing rather than pissing it against the wall or, you know.
Yeah.
And, just sort of, and I looked into this, the handmade, they're made in Flyde guitars. Have you heard of them? FLYDE.
Right. Well,
they're gorgeous, but they're 9 grand or something, you know, but they're, and I can't, it's too much, but they are, there's one called the, I can't remember what it's called. But they do beautiful guitars and, you know, he hand makes them and stuff. But then you think, well, I love Taylor and Loudon are too expensive. And now they've jumped into bed with Ed Sheeran. I'm afraid that
That's game over for them.
Well, I mean, no, they've made a what you call it, a special edition signature guitar. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, Loudon are amazing, and I love my Loudon. I'd never get rid of that.
Yeah.
But there we are.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to run out of time any second now.
Oh, we are. It's because we're 40 minutes, yeah.
It just does, which is not too bad a thing. It means keep it fresh.
Yeah.
I think you've done very well, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Entertaining. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
When are we going to do our show then?
This is our show.
Oh, right. Oh, are you recording?
Yeah.
I didn't know we had broadcast.
Yeah, no, it's not going out live. There is a 10-second delay in case you do something awful.
I think we should discuss something. I don't know. Like a sort of...
I've got segments. I've got ideas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I haven't had to use them. You've brought so much content.
Oh, right.
I haven't needed any of the ideas.
I mean, discussing plugins is always a lot. I think we've got to discuss the bass one that doesn't do anything.
Voice of God.
That's that it. One.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a whole show on that, saying if anyone's out there.
So that sort of, I've got a section called Is It All That? Question mark.
Is it all what?
That.
Right.
Where we could do that, or we could have a sort of snake oil section, you know, which is very similar. You know, I've got a few sacred cows that we could discuss. Anyway, you know, the voice of God is...
That's definitely, I'll get you my screenshot.
Was it user error or is it truly just POS?
I put everything on full. I just turn everything up full. Listen, there's absolutely no bloody difference. It's not... Thinking, right, let's not go subtle here. Let's just turn everything up. Nothing.
Right, to do that, we would need to be, you would need to be at your computer, or you need to be able to pull up the voice of God on something. No. Yeah. That could be a bit complicated.
Yeah.
There is a freeware one called The Voice of Dog, which I could download. And
I might be able to do it in my studio. I mean, I'm hardwired to the internet. It's just whether I can get Zoom. It's just so old.
And whether you want to have Zoom on there, I mean, it could, you know, it could suddenly melt the whole thing down.
Don't
want to do that. I think The Voice of Dog is supposed to be a bite for bite replica. So if The Voice of God does fuck all, then surely The Voice of Dog should be fairly accurate in its replication.
I'm doing fuck all. I don't think we should develop our own plugin. It's just got a really nice GUI and doesn't do anything. That's what I want. With lots of lines and sort of flashing things. But actually, I reckon we'd sell it.
It's a game changer
on your vocal, man.
Well, we'd buy it, that's for wouldn't we?
No, we'd do it, fuck all. We'd still buy it.
Yeah, okay, so we've got that. But the one that I think you need to work on for next week, or at least the challenge I want to put to you, is whether you can top my jingle.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll give you another listen to the state of the art in the jingle area.
Yeah.
It's Phil and Danny Show. Thanks for joining us. Let's go.
Good.
It's got to be under 10 seconds.
Yeah.
So it can't hang around.
Right.
See how you go, okay? Are you up for that challenge?
Yeah, I'll try that. 10 second.
10 second jingle.
Phil and Danny Show.
Yeah.
Or can I go Danny and Phil Show? Because that might be...
Nice. Like it. Well, you see, look at you. Creative juices flowing already.
Phil and Danny...
Daniel
Phil.
Oh, can't wait. I'm loving it. We need to stock up on a few of these, obviously, you know, if we're going to be serious about this, which we are, obviously. Yeah. And I will try and, by next week, I will try and work out how to put this up as a podcast.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see. Fame awaits.
No doubt it will.
You may not need to go back to your day job.
Oh, God. Yeah. Look at what I should say. This. Look. This. Arsene, what am I doing in September? Fuck all. August. Fuck all. July? Fuck all. I know I've got one job in July. Hasn't been cancelled yet.
Hasn't been cancelled yet.
Oh, 2 days. It.
Yes, fantastic.
2 days.
Love their optimism. That's when the second wave hits, isn't it?
Yeah, just as I arrive. Get back! I'm sorry. Sorry.
Fantastic. Yeah. That is typical, isn't it?
I'll ride in on the second wave. Like a surfer.
That'd be about right, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be about right. Just when you've got a nice clear run of 2 months of solid work.
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, I'm starting a book, The Last October. Have you seen it? It's the New York Times bestseller.
It's
a novel, and it's all about a pandemic. It's like scary. It's like exactly. And he's normally writes about. He's won the Pulitzer Prize and all kinds of stuff for non-fiction. And he wrote this fictional viral thing that starts in Indonesia, spreads to Mecca, and then goes throughout Europe and everything. And, The Last October, it's called, The Last October. So.
Okay.
And it's just been released. 20th of April it was released.
Yeah.
Everyone's going, this is a bit freaky. It's a bit scary. It's a bit sort of... doom-mongering, but I've only read chapter one, but it's got lots of facts in it as well, lots of sort of scientific facts about viruses and epidemics and pandemics.
Just what you want to read at a time like this.
Yeah, exactly. Epidemiology.
How are you doing? Are you able to describe your home life?
How's that? Well, I started. I'm working on a new resource. Well, putting together a resource to sell.
Yes.
And I got this thing called Image to Icon. I'm picturing the music. You had a little light, so it all looked really professional. Spent 2 days designing all these nice lights. Worked and looked beautiful on my Mac, and as soon as I sent them to anyone else, they didn't work.
Oh no!
So I wrote to the software and said, "Oh no, it's only for personal. You know, that's £10 I'll never see again."
Do you think?
So I got it all looking, you know. So the folders, yeah. Folders, but I made the folders have.
Yeah.
But so now apparently the whole way icons work on Windows and Mac is all different. And
I know all about that, Philip.
Being
a developer, I have spent countless hours making your icons look good, and you've never given it a second thought. You've just gone, "Oh look, an icon," and I've sweated cold tears to make that happen.
Well, I appreciate that. And you probably didn't use a shit program called Image Number 2 Icon.
You know what? I think I did, but I think I used it correctly. I mean, it took me a while, but I think I...
What am I supposed to do then?
I think there are lots of different resolutions, you know, so you have to make sure that you've got the image in all the different resolutions.
But when I sent them to my brother to look at, they just came out as folders. They didn't transfer. You,
which brother did you send it to?
I've only got one.
Is he the computer one?
No, he's not. He's pretty good at computers.
Yeah.
But then when I wrote to the developer and they said, no, you can't.
You can't what?
You can send them to another Mac user if you put them into a zip folder, and then when you open them on another Mac, they'll work. Right. But they won't work on a Windows computer.
No. Well, the Mac icon won't, no.
No, exactly. So there they are.
And it won't create a Windows icon out of it.
No, but I can make Windows icons and favicons and stuff,
yeah.
But not as folders.
Not as Mac folders.
Well, I don't know. It's just all these choices, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted something like Pictionary, but it's not really a folder, is it? Pictionary, it's an application.
That's right.
Yeah, so mine is just a folder full of things that I'm selling to schools. I just wanted the folder to look nice. So when you
Yeah. No, nice idea. I mean, you can do that, yeah. But... it's probably beyond your what a pain, Phil.
Yeah, but there we are.
You get this idea.
I know, and I was so excited, but I spent ages designing it on my iPad and so I'm working on that this week. I've nearly finished, and then a few schools are interested, bulk buying, you know. It's not massive money, but it's all I can do at the moment.
Yeah, nice one. Well, and keep that electronic music going. We're out there trying to hire a developer at the moment.
Uh-huh.
And that's quite exciting because I've sent out to a few recruitment consultants, and they're very, very, very pleased to hear from me.
Yeah, I bet you they are. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's much easier to buy stuff than sell it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm having fun doing it.
When you're buying.
Yeah, exactly. The world looks a completely different place when you're a buyer. When you're a seller, it looks like a cold, dark pit, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Lonely,
empty.
Yeah. But when you're a buyer, it looks like the friendliest place on earth.
Exactly, because everyone wants to know you then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, you're so funny, Daniel. Oh, gosh. So good to hear from you.
Oh, really? Absolutely. We'll be straight back. And they do. And they email you. And they want
they do.
More. Suddenly you're going, "Look, just stop asking me, you know." But now I'm so bored. It's the only one, my money, you bastards.
Yes. Oh, look, here we go. Look, I'm just going to finish with this, Phil. Look, I'm just... this is the folder properties for one of the folders on Windows, and it says I can choose a file to show on this folder icon.
Ah.
Oh, you can change the folder icon. If you change the icon, it will no longer show a preview of the folder's contents. So I could do that. I could change it. I could browse.
And choose it.
I could choose an ICO file if I had one of those. And I think it would say, you know, you could put it in the folder with the right other file that says this folder uses this file as a as the icon. And then it would indeed show it as the icon. Yeah. So it is possible, but is it, you know, a bit like me trying to get all the audio working this evening, you know, is it worth your time?
No, exactly. I mean, we've got like you can just focus on one thing, can't you? I'm doing this booklet, the instruction book, and I'm using a thing called Affinity Publisher, and it's great. It's a bit like InDesign.
Yeah.
And the asset panel just disappeared as I was working on it. And you just think, oh, so. And I looked everywhere, I went online, and I was thinking, you know, I knew there was nothing wrong. It must be able to get it. And I couldn't find it anyway. Yeah. I just found it in the end.
Yeah, yeah. But it's so frustrating. It took me like
40 minutes of fucking around.
Yeah, yeah.
And because you have to have the asset, because I couldn't do anything. It was just this blank.
Yeah.
And of course,
and I know when I started using Reaper to do my audio recording, you know, just to record an audio track took me all night.
Yeah,
you know, to find the right, my goodness. And you just want to break stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah. And they don't put it in the manual. You just think, that's what people want. If something disappears, how do you get it back?
Yeah.
Mm. And, it, you know, I Googled assets panels and asset panel disappeared. And there's nothing anywhere.
No, it's so frustrating, isn't it? So difficult.
Yeah.
But once you get through that, and you know, it's sort of almost like a filter, isn't it? It filters out the people who are only thinking about doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the people who are left are the curmudgeonly people who just will not quit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they're like, all right, well, you can have all this goodness. And then it opens out, and like with your logic now, you know, it's a real tool, isn't it?
Yeah,
you can do anything you can imagine audio-wise. You can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
and
is
Machine was the same. Machine was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I nearly sold it because it just made no sense.
It really
it doesn't smell like anything else.
No.
It refuses to follow any of the rules that every other sequence follows. It's like, you know, that's not called a pattern. It's called a scene. Well, and it has the thing pattern, but a pattern isn't what a pattern is anywhere else in the universe. And I got into such a mess because I kept,
I know.
Scenes and then being, hang on, my track's now 9 hours long.
I had the pleasure of going into your studio when you were right in the middle of that pain.
Yes.
And it was almost tragic.
Yeah.
How frustrated you got. Yeah. To which point it had, the depths that it had made you to sink.
Pad mode and keyboard mode and off. And I still forget sometimes. Like the other day, the wet disappeared. And I was like, oh. And I knew it was simple. And I was thinking, how? And it is. It's just this button.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, this is the button. It's just the button. It doesn't have anything. But you press that one.
Yeah.
To make it fix where you want it. But it's like, oh.
And I manual's like 890
pages.
Yeah.
The amount of times you put in search, and it's nothing. Just no results.
No results.
Yeah, there must be. No results. There's a button that says pattern. Button. No results. Button. No results. And that's when you scream at the computer, you go, bastard!
Yeah, absolutely. Oh God, I don't need that in my life anymore.
No,
I'm actively avoiding anything that will mean I have to do that. I guess that's getting old, isn't it? In dogs and tricks, you know.
But I'm dreading because I have to upgrade soon. I have to.
Yeah.
So I've got a plug-in, this Lexicon Reverb.
Yeah.
It just, I can't use it. Every time, it just, everything crashes. There's not enough DSP.
Yeah.
So all the new.
What does that mean? New computer.
New
UAD interface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
new version of Mac.
No. Yeah. So iMac. I'd get the iMac 27-inch.
Yeah.
That's really powerful and good value, I think.
Yeah.
And then the new UAD. 6 processors. You know that it's all bigger now. And USB-C, and so, you know, broad bandwidth isn't an issue, apparently.
Not an issue, mate.
So, look, I can run as many, but that's what's depressing, is I'll buy it, and then I'll put up the Lexicon, and it'll be the same.
4 instances on it, yeah.
And I'll go, no DSP, and that's when I have a breakdown.
Can we film that? Yeah. Can we film that moment?
I'm just going to load up the 224. And then let's not even start how machine would work or not, and all the other stuff I've got, which all works fine now.
Yeah,
I can just see it all going. You can't have that; it's not compatible with that.
Yeah. So when did the latest? Is it Catalina, the latest Mac OS, or is it the one before?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm still on 10 point... My studio's 10.11. It's 10.19 now, is that, isn't it?
Is it really? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm way behind. So I can't update Logic.
You don't want to update that computer at all.
No.
Yeah. No, that's just got to... That was that moment. Now, if you go on and move forward, like you say, you just got to splash that too. So it's one of those, or it's that Taylor guitar.
Yeah, I mean, I can sell, but my studio is still the UAD thing. That's worth about £800.
Right.
So you probably now, it's going to get less and less, but it's still really good.
Yeah.
I'll probably try and sell the whole shebang as a thing for about £1,200.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's all right if you're just recording... Especially electronic music, it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's...
And you don't have many plugins.
No.
But, yeah, so I could probably get that, but, yeah. But, I don't know, it's still going fine. It's just, like, I have to be careful. I can't use many plugins.
No.
It just doesn't work.
Well, watch this space. Let's see how long it takes Philip Davis to scratch that itch.
Yeah. Well, I bought my shoe in 2009.
That's pretty good value then, isn't it?
It's pretty 11 amazing. Years. 11 years I've had it going strong.
What? Yeah, a couple of grand, 3 grand all in for that?
No, it wasn't that much.
With the interface.
1700. Oh, the interface, yeah. All in, but can't remember the interface now. Was it about £1,800, probably the 8 interface, maybe £1,600?
Yeah.
A computer, yeah, so about £3,000.
Yeah.
But for
11
the
years.
The interface I got in 2012.
Yeah.
I think 2011, 12, something like that.
And how many albums do you reckon?
How many albums I made on the UAD? 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 6.
Amazing.
And all the right inspired sounds and loads of other stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So going to be 7, of course, with the new.
Well, hold that thought, Phil, because first off, I've got to listen to all those Faces.
Yes.
EP, and review them this time next week.
Excellent.
On episode 2 of the Phil and Danny Show.
Maybe with a new jingle to try out.
Oh, tempt me.
Phil and Dasha.
Nice one, Phil.
All right.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah. Well, I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yes, me too.
You take care now.
Okay. And I'll speak to you in the week, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right.
All right, then.
Have a lovely evening. Yeah, take care.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Phil and Danny Show. Thanks for joining us. Let's go.